This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has resigned from the post citing health reasons. In a letter written to President Draupadi Murmu, Mr. Dhankar said to prioritize health care and abide by medical advice, he has resigned effective immediately. He expressed his gratitude to the President for her unwavering support during his tenure. Mr. Dhankar also expressed his deep gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the esteemed Council of Ministers. The first day of the monsoon session of Parliament witnessed several disruptions by the opposition parties over various issues yesterday. They were demanding immediate discussion on Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor, among other issues. Both the houses witnessed uproar after the opposition MPs raised slogans and continuously demanded a discussion over these issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assured that the government is ready to discuss every issue in Parliament. The Rajya Sabha took up the question hour and special mention and also passed the Leading Bill 2025 after discussion. In another development, several members of Parliament submitted a memorandum to the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to remove Justice Yashwant Verma. A total of 145 Lok Sabha members, including from the BJP, Congress, TDP, JDU, JDS and CPM, have signed the impeachment motion against Justice Verma. The Parliament will inquire into the matter related to the recovery of cash at the residence of Justice Yashwant Verma. Earlier, ahead of the monsoon session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The session stands as a proud moment for the nation, a true celebration of the country's collective achievements."
इस सत्र के दरमियान भारत की सैन्य शक्ति को बल मिलेगा प्रोत्साहन मिलेगा देशवासियों को प्रेरणा मिलेगी और सैन्य क्षेत्र में जो रिसर्च इनोवेशन और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो रहे हैं मेड इन इंडिया डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट बन रहे हैं उसको भी एक बल मिलेगा.
The government has said that it has taken a series of measures to control inflation with the focus on generating sustainable employment and improving household income. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha yesterday. She said the government took the decisions to augment the buffer stocks for essential food items, conducted strategic sales of procured grains in the open market, and facilitated retail sales of selected food items at subsidized rates. Bihar has become the first state in the country where every polling station will now cater to fewer than 1,200 voters. Announcing this yesterday, the Election Commission said the move is aimed at reducing long queues and making voting more convenient. To achieve this, 12,817 new polling stations have been added across the state. The Election Commission informed that from the 1st of next month, any member of public can file objections regarding any additions, deletions or corrections in the draft electoral rolls. At least 22 people were killed and 169 people were injured after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed in Dhaka's Uttaro area yesterday. The F-7 BGI aircraft of Bangladesh Air Force crashed into the Milestone School and College campus in Dhaka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep shock at the loss of lives and offered to extend all possible support and assistance. In chess, international master Divya Deshmukh has become the second Indian to advance to the semi-finals of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia. In a rapid tiebreak, Divya defeated compatriot Grandmaster Harika Dronavalli by 2-0 in a rapid tiebreak. She has now joined compatriot Grandmaster Honeru Hampi in the Final Four clash. In the semi-finals, Divya will face Chinese Grandmaster Tan Yonghe, while Hampi will be up against another Chinese Grandmaster Lie Tinglie at the Grand Bellagio venue this evening. Nagaland is currently experiencing widespread disruption caused by severe monsoon-induced landslides that have significantly damaged major transportation routes, particularly National Highways 29 and 2. There are critical arteries connecting the state internally and with neighbouring Manipur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.